This is a really good question because the issue of bankruptcy and solvency in relation to getting an employment visa in Hong Kong approved is really quite a moot point, simply because there is no aspect of the Hong Kong employment visa application process where the Immigration Department specifically asks you for proof of your financial standing or the credentials that you have in relation to your fiscal record, and in this regard, any bankruptcies that you may have unfortunately experienced in another part of your life prior to coming to Hong Kong. So the whole question in relation to bankruptcy is silent insofar as the employment visa process goes. Insofar as the typical recruitment exercise in Hong Kong, most employers that I'm aware of don't ask for this information. And if they did, I'm not entirely sure how germane that would be to the recruitment process. And in fact, if it's lawful to even request that information. I don't know, but my understanding and appreciation of how this is experienced in Hong Kong is that if you have had a bankruptcy in your past, that's behind you. If you've come out of bankruptcy and you're now free and clear, then for all practical purposes, it hasn't happened. So I don't believe that you've got anything to be concerned about. Insofar as doing credit checks in Hong Kong generally, well, for all practical purposes, there seems to be only one agency that that records credit information, other than the usual sort of Dun & Bradstreet's. And that credit agency is a conglomerate which has been put together by the banks that check to see that people are solvent from the perspective of granting credit to them. But my understanding is that it's only defaulting on credit in Hong Kong that impacts in any way, shape or form on how you're perceived from a credit risk perspective. Therefore, anything that's happened outside of Hong Kong doesn't appear to be or would not appear to be a problem for you. So, yeah, my experience suggests that you just put all that behind you, forge ahead with your plans for Hong Kong. What's done is done. And as you point out in your question, you've got a good solid credit record now. So there's no reason why difficulties that you faced in the past should continue to haunt you in your future in Hong Kong. Hope this helps.